Grief can make people ask, should I be doing better by now? The honest answer is that grief has no fixed timetable. It does not move in a straight line, and it does not follow a checklist.
That matters in military communities, where people are trained to stay focused, complete the mission, and keep moving. Those strengths can help someone function, but they can also create pressure to grieve quickly, privately, or only when the work is done.
Grief may show up as sadness, anger, guilt, numbness, relief, confusion, or even moments of laughter. It can affect sleep, concentration, appetite, relationships, faith, and the body. Different reactions can come and go without meaning that someone is grieving incorrectly.
And an anniversary, a promotion, a familiar song, or an empty seat can bring grief forward again. That is not necessarily a setback. Often, it is part of learning how to carry a loss while life continues around it.
People sometimes hear about stages of grief and assume they must pass through each one in order. Those ideas can describe common experiences, but they are not a schedule. A person may revisit feelings, hold several at once, or experience something entirely different.
Here is a field example. A service member learns that a close friend has died while the unit is operating at a demanding pace. At first, the member feels almost nothing and keeps performing. Weeks later, after returning home, irritability, tears, and restless sleep begin.
A chaplain can normalize that delayed response without declaring what it means. The chaplain might say, "Sometimes the body and mind make room for grief when the immediate demands ease. What have you noticed? And what support would feel useful right now?"
That opens space for care without diagnosing. Chaplains can listen, help with ritual or remembrance, explore spiritual questions, strengthen connection, and support practical next steps. They do not treat grief disorders or provide clinical conclusions.
Normal grief can still be deeply painful. The key question is not simply how long it has lasted. We also pay attention to safety, daily functioning, available support, and whether the person feels stuck, overwhelmed, or unable to manage basic responsibilities.
If someone mentions suicide, self-harm, harming another person, or feeling unable to stay safe, take that seriously. Ask clear safety questions, follow local emergency procedures, and connect the person promptly with qualified clinical or crisis support.
Referral may also help when distress remains intense, substance use increases, trauma symptoms dominate, or functioning keeps deteriorating. A referral is not rejection. A chaplain can remain present while a mental health professional provides assessment and treatment.
So, if you are grieving, you do not have to meet someone else's deadline. Notice what you need today. Accept support and let trusted people walk with you. Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, encourages care that is patient, attentive, and connected to the right resources.